This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It may be May, but June is around the corner, and that means that it's Movies in the Park, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Tracy David in, good morning.
Good morning.
So it is almost June.
Yes. Yeah. Just another couple of days and we're there.
And of course, every year for a very long time, City of Roseburg has had Movies in the Park. Tell us about it.
Well, Movies in the Park is sponsored by Rogue Credit Union. It takes place Friday evenings in June at the Half Shell in Stewart Park. Pre-movie entertainment is different each week. Starts at 7:30 p.m. and then we follow that up with a feature film at about 9 o'clock when it starts to get dark. All of our movies this year are PG rated. They're great family-friendly movies. The 6th is the first one, and that night Wildlife Safari will be out, and we'll be following that up with the movie Mufasa, The Lion King. The 13th, we'll have DFPA out with Smokey Bear, followed by the Friends of Umpqua Valley Police Canine Programs, who will be there with two canine sheriff teams.
Really?
So that'll be exciting. Yeah.
Haven't done that before.
Yeah. And the movie that night will be Dog Man, so it pairs very well.
Oh, you're good at this.
The third week, the 20th, we'll have Halau Hula Olani Polynesian Dancers, followed by the movie Moana 2.
Very good.
And the final week, the 27th, UACT will be out there performing Anastasia, followed by the movie Inside Out 2.
Wow. This is like a stellar lineup of things.
Yeah, they're all very new movies. A great chance if you don't want to spend the money to go to the movie theater, come on out to the park, have a free movie. We'll have some concessions available to purchase, like cotton candy and other popcorn sodas and stuff from HK Sugar Clouds. And it's just going to be a really, really relaxing night and fun every Friday evening. It's just a perfect way to get out and enjoy the park.
And if somebody has not been there before, if they're new to the area, talk about the screen.
So it's a, I should have checked on the size of the screen, but it's a very large inflatable screen that we set up on the Half Shell, and we project the movie on it, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see. No, you can't borrow it, by the way.
Yeah.
We get that question every year. Just the viewing experience to be out there in the sunshine, by the river, in the park. And there's the movie.
Yeah, I mean, people come out with their blankets. Some kids come dressed in their PJs with their pillows. Some people just set
some
up lawn chairs.
Some adults do that. No, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not judging. I would, too, if I wasn't working it.
So I think, where is it, like year 15, close to that?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow, that's amazing. So you've got really a lot of things going on with this. What's your favorite part of it?
I think my favorite part is seeing all the different people that we have come in for our entertainment from around the community. Just, we have such a talented group of community members here, and we love to share some of those unique skills that they have and features that we have to share in the county. And it's a great time watching the kids interact with them all.
So out in the park with the family, what do you not bring?
No pets. I know people like to bring their pets and just cuddle with them, but sometimes they're a little disruptive and we want everyone to be able to enjoy the movie.
And I will tell you, the wildlife safari animals and the police canines probably won't be happy if you do that.
Correct. Yes.
There could be issues.
Yes. We like to keep those animals separate from pets. And also, if your kids are under 13, they need to be accompanied by an adult with them. And this is an alcohol-free event, so it's a little different from music on the Half Shell, which does allow alcohol. But at this event, please keep alcohol at home.
All right. So things to know. And if people want to find out, go through the list again and all that, where do you have that located?
So you can find information about this event, including the weekly movie, on our website at cityofroseburg.org. And we'll also post again the entertainment each week along with the movie on our Facebook page at Roseburg Parks.
And as well, going into summer, talk about other things happening in the parks.
Well, also in June, we have YMCA partnering with us again to bring you Zumba in the park on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. This is located just next to the Half Shell there up on the grass. That one's really fun, high energy workout, midweek workout. But we also have our low impact fitness class continuing on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. It has moved to our outdoor location, which is Fir Grove Park, and everyone meets in the parking lot behind the Umpqua Valley Art Center. That's Tuesday, Thursday mornings at 9. And we also have women's Just for Fun summer golf starting. This year, it's moved to Wednesday evenings. It's gameplay starts at 5:30, but if you come at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a special skills drill taught by the course PGA Certified Pro. So that's Stewart Park Golf Course. 5 o'clock for that lesson, but 5:30 for gameplay Wednesday evening starting June 18th, and that's every other night.
All right. Tracy David, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the morning report.